Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Charlotte 49ers season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WYNNBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. When you're sweating out your bets, make sure to grab a mountain cold refreshment. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Charlotte 49ers season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
Yes.
Fire me up. Pump me up to talk about these wonderful 49ers from Charlotte.
Yes, where this film took place in several spots.
That's right. I believe it was in Charlotte where they do the rental cars.
Yeah.
And they're racing down the beach crashing.
Isn't that weird, though? Because there's no beach there.
That's true. Charlotte is extremely inland. Little detail there. It was on,
but I think they're in Charlotte. I don't know. I'd have to go back and check, but I know it's featured in the film a lot. Let's get into the Charlotte 49ers. I think a team last year, you know, had tons of COVID issues. They belong in that bin with Virginia Tech, Minnesota, Kansas State to me. That just, can I even value that as a season? They had so many games canceled, so many games they played then with bunches of players out. I don't know what the hell to make of last season, but let's just get the Dundee music, all right? We got the Charlotte 49ers, all right? This is Will Healy, the guy who came in year one and took the 49ers bowling for the first time ever, Patty C. They're bringing in transfers from all over. All right. This is it.
Nothing is over.
Nothing is over. The Charlotte 49ers are going to put it together, Patty C. I mean, you got just a lot of, room.
I don't get it.
A lot of room to be optimistic. I think if you're a 49er fan,
they're begging us, please have a party. Feed us drinks. Get us laid.
Well, for Charlotte, I don't know that that's a problem. This school, apparently, I believe, may have been a bit of a commuter school at one point. I actually did a little research. The reason they're called the 49ers isn't a reference to 1849 and a gold rush on the East Coast. because I don't think there was any gold in Charlotte. It's actually the fact that the previous school was about to close in 1949, and it was saved by the school president at that point and turned into a long-term university. It was actually a medical hospital for the post-World War II era. And so it has turned into a university.
You can't win.
They put football in, and, you know.
I guess you can win. You can win, when your AD saves your program. Your school president saves your university. That's
you all American son of a
Miss Bonnie.
That's an all American school president, right?
She
there.
Is. Now I would say their previous mascot up until 1961 was the Owls, because it was a night school primarily. Mm. Kind of a cooler mascot, but you know what? Let's commemorate 1949 with a fucking minor.
There you go.
It makes no sense, but we're riding with it.
Hey, what does make sense is Will Healy and his coaching track record. He did some magical things at Austin Peay when they were just an awful program. And then in year one at Charlotte, which I think should be the only year we're looking at here, he went 7-6 and they went to a bowl game, their first ever bowl game. So, I mean, that's a win in my book. Last year was a mess. This year, you know, you look and on first thought, you're like, I don't know, only 6 starters back on offense, you know, only 4 starters back on defense. It could be a tough year for the 49ers. But Patty, see, I think there's room for optimism here because senior quarterback Chris Reynolds is back. And Chris Reynolds will get pushed by A&M transfer James Foster. This guy's a former 4-star, Patty C. Had offers to a lot of different schools. And it's weird. Do you start the senior that's went through all the gauntlet with you?
He got injured on the first play of last season.
Or do you go with James Foster? I think you might go Foster, right?
I mean, I think you redshirt where you can, and you start the tried and true hand. Do it the classic way here. You got a 4-star that is coming to Charlotte. That means he's willing to wait and put in the time. He's invested into the program if he's coming to Charlotte as a 4-star. Fucking milk another year at him. Get him ready as a redshirt.
I like it. And then look, the receivers, second team all conference USA, Victor Tucker's back, and Cameron Dollar. I watched a lot of Charlotte football a season ago. I was really impressed with Cameron Dollar. They're back at the wideout spot. Your tight end Taylor Thompson is back. 3 of 5 starters on the O line are back. So there's optimism there, but you do got to find a running back, and the O line's got to get improved. Offensive or running back wise, you got an Iowa transfer and Shedrick Bird coming in. You got he'll compete with Calvin Camp for the top running back spot, but the O-line's got to get better offensively. From a season ago, they were 75th in scoring and 81st overall, 74th in the pass. I'm sorry. 74th in the run and 69th in the pass attack. And I think they could be getting a lot better here with those transfers. And I should add in also that they're bringing in a Penn State transfer on the offensive line, Hunter Kelly. They got a Northern Illinois transfer at the running back spot and Trey Harbison also. So it'll be interesting to see what's happening here essentially. So,
well, let me say this: they have 2 defensive coordinators, one in charge of the front end of the defense and one in charge of the back end of the defense. The rushing defense was 109. Their passing defense was 33rd. So I guess it's Brandon Cooper, the co-defensive coordinator in charge of the secondary, needs to upgrade his game because Marcus West is holding it down on the front end.
Well, and the front end, you know, just 4 starters returning back entirely on this defense, but Marquise Watts on the D line. They add in a Notre Dame transfer and Kofi Wardlow to that D line, Patty C. And they also bring in Josiah Sayu. Nice. A transfer on the defensive line from Vanderbilt.
I like when you don't know it. It kind of always ends up more of a question. Sayu?
Yeah, Sayu. Whatever. He's there. In the linebacking core, they return 2 of 3 with Luke Martin and Tyler Murray. The defensive backs only returning 1 starter, cornerback Lance McMillan, but they add in Jonathan Alexander, a transfer from Kansas State. As well as Anton Williams, a safety from Duke who transferred over.
Nice.
Now
working the shit out of that portal.
They are working that portal. It makes it hard to judge from it. I mean, they got an experienced kicker and Jonathan Cruz, and upperclassman punter too. So I don't know what to make of this with all these transfers. It's one of those teams where it's hard to get a gauge. It's hard to get a gauge on what's going on, but I do believe Will Healy is the man for this job. I do think Will Healy will be at another, give him two more years, and he will be coaching at a Power Five, Patty C. You heard it here first. I can't talk. I can't fucking talk.
Took Austin Peay from 0-11 to 8-4 in 1 year, then 5-6, but parlayed
but
that.
If you look at the years prior to that with Austin Peay, they were like 0-11 for like a two decades.
Is that right?
A decade or something.
Will Healy is certainly up and comer, only 36 years old. Holy shit, still young as can be. He's a millennial.
Now, you look at the schedule, and Vegas is saying just 4.5 wins for the 49ers. Now, this is tough because blindly, I'm like, I'm hammering this over because I trust Will Healy. They're going to be better than 4.5 wins. All right. Blindly. I'm not looking at the schedule yet.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's no way. Cause last time he had a full season in year one, they were 7-6.
7-6. That's true.
Right. And last year, I feel like you got to throw out cause of the COVID stuff.
Now let me give Brad Lambert, who, you know, this program's only had six seasons to this point.
Lambert did a great job at Marshall last year as a DC.
Yeah. He had him at 5-7 before Healy came in and took him at 7-6. So let's give a little credit there. Let's not give all the credit to Will Healy.
True. But first bowl game is first bowl game.
First bowl game is first bowl game. And Will Healy, you know, passes the eye test too. So let's see if he can get it turned around with a quarterback that's not injured and playing with an injury the whole year. And I agree with you. You got to figure that at first glance and just off of feel, they're going to be a little bit better this year.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, if you are a 49er fan, you are going to want to watch opening, I believe the Friday night game, Duke at Charlotte. I mean, you want to talk about a one that could really be catastrophic on your season. Now, Cutcliffe's been great against these mid-majors.
I mean, shit, they romped them by 34 last year.
Cutcliffe's really had the number on all the mid-majors. When they play Middle Tennessee, when they play in North Carolina A&T, no matter who it is, it's kind of been weird. They've played well against these teams. This is in Charlotte though. This is a nationally televised game, Patty C, on CBS Sports, right?
Yep.
This is their chance to shine.
Friday night.
Duke's, you know, program, perhaps, you know, there's talk Cutcliffe, you know, on the way out. This one is your chance to really show up. If you're a 49er fan, you better go to this game, make this one live because, I see a team that really could be on the verge of something. If they can get like, this is a 50-50 game. I mean, yes, we'd favor Duke. What do you think it is? 55, 45?
I think that's generous for Charlotte. I mean, they lost 53-19 last year.
They didn't have. I'm telling you, they had like 40 players out, dude. You can't factor in last year's schedule.
It's tough. Let me ask you this: it's a Jerry Richards Stadium. There's presumably a shit ton of empty seats at the stadium. Even though this is a home game, quote, who has more fans, Duke or Charlotte?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. But if they're able to sneak this, like to me, this is one as a Charlotte fan base, you should be circling this game as one that if you get this one, you're going to have a great season.
Yeah, that would be a great start.
Let's say loss because of Cutcliffe's history. Week two, they get Gardner Webb, the running Bulldogs, and this is a win.
Gardner Webb, what have they done recently?
I think they were like 500 on the FCS
last
level.
Year, 2-2.
Yeah. So I'm on Charlotte to get that one there.
Yeah, I'll roll with that.
Now another big one. And I would favor Georgia State in this one.
Yeah, on the road in Atlanta.
But once again, I think it's capable that they can steal one of these.
Well, you are high on Healy. I have not seen enough of him to really know. I know that obviously last year going to App State and only losing by 15 and only losing to Florida Atlantic by 4 in a 2-4 season, close losses are about as much shine as you're going to have. But the previous year to that,
yeah, you go back to 19 in year one. You know, I thought the team showed great strides. I really did. And I mean, you look and yeah, they lost by 15 to App State, right?
Yeah.
That was an 11-1 App State team.
They beat Marshall by 11. That's a nice win there.
Yeah. I'm saying that they've had their, now they did get murked by Buffalo and Leopold in the bowl game, but I just think this team they could easily Georgia State will be favored, but it would not shock me. And I'm going to take Georgia State, but I'm saying it would not shock me. I think these are games between Duke, Georgia State, and Illinois. I think they could steal one of them, if not two of them.
Yeah. Georgia State and Illinois. Yeah. Wow. You're very confident about Charlotte's two of them.
Illinois. I'm just saying Illinois is a team that it's in year one with Bielma.
Yeah.
But recently have lost to Eastern Michigan in Champaign. What makes you think that instantly this roster is going to be better?
That's true. I mean, if you think a fifth year quarterback though is fully healthy, might be enough to be a big difference.
Two good wideouts, an offensive line that three of five starters. But I guess the O line will be a question mark that has to answer. You know, with games, but.
Let me tell you what.
You have them losing to Georgia State, right?
I think I'm more pessimistic about this team than you are. I think you're optimistic about Will Healy. I it's not that I'm judging you. You may have insight that I don't and a feel for this team that I don't. I mean, I certainly haven't watched a ton of Charlotte 49er football, and I think you've done a lot more of that. So, but I mean, at first
glance, you have 1-2, right?
I have 1-2. Yes.
Then they get a Friday night home game once again, nationally televised against Middle Tennessee. This is another one that I expect Middle Tennessee to be a lot better.
Middle Tennessee 3-6 last year with some really ugly losses.
They got the NC State quarterback. They couldn't pass the ball last year. Middle Tennessee couldn't. So they get Bailey Hockman, I believe his name is, the North Carolina State transfer. I thought that was a key addition for Stockstill. Yeah. I expect this to be a ball game.
Yeah.
But I think gun to my head, give me Charlotte.
I'm inclined to agree with you on that. Because they have them at home, and Middle Tennessee did have a tough year last year.
So 2-2, and then they're at Illinois, the game I was speaking of.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're going to favor Illinois, but it would not surprise me. Even with this, like if I was setting a line on it, it would be like Illinois -6.
Yeah. I'm a lot higher on the long-term prospects for Bielema at Illinois.
But still, this is five weeks early. Yeah,
that's true. I think this probably will be a pretty good game. Champaign, Illinois isn't exactly a hornet's nest. It's not that it can't be, but it isn't, or it hasn't been. So I think Charlotte goes up there and, you know, at least is competitive. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think
that
in the fourth quarter, this will be a game, but we'll favor Illinois based on what we're thinking here. And that would put him at 2-3. Then they're at Florida International, which is kind of a team that I last year, a team that was a mess with COVID. I don't know what to expect here. I know Butch Davis prior to last season's chaos where they went winless. They had the program in a decent spot. I expect this to be a tough game. Gun to my head, give me Charlotte.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's tough to say because I'm a believer in Butch Davis, but I think the program's just in a better position right now.
So 3-3. Remember that number's at 4.5. They get a bye week before hosting Florida Atlantic on a Thursday primetime game, Patty C. That's one thing Charlotte is trying to capitalize off. If you look here, that's the fourth game in total, but the third game at Jerry Richardson Stadium. They have four weekday games though thus far, and three of them being on Thursdays or Fridays at Jerry Richardson Stadium. So perhaps trying to build that crowd in Charlotte,
getting that weeknight thing going. There you go.
Florida Atlantic. Obviously, I think we're going to favor Florida Atlantic,
but Florida Atlantic only won by 4 in Boca Raton.
And you know what? You know who won that game?
Who's that?
Jim Levitt. Because I watched that game. That was in a monsoon.
Yeah,
and Florida Atlantic couldn't move the ball. But Charlotte kept throwing the ball. I want to say they had two pick sixes or a fumble return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Florida Atlantic's defense won that game last year.
Is Levitt still there?
No, he's at SMU.
SMU now. So,
and that's what I think they can get Florida Atlantic. Give me the Owls. Give me the Miners. Ooh. Whatever the hell. Right.
Yeah, that's right. They should be the Dink. Owls. They're playing
Dink.
The Owls.
Dink.
Yeah. We'll have to come up with a sound effect for that. I don't think that's doing what you want it to. They get a bye week before that, and dude, it's at home on a Thursday night.
That's an upset.
I like it. I'm riding.
You're
with
on board.
You. I'm on board.
4-3, baby.
I don't know. 5-4.
One more win
for Florida Atlantic last year. We're sleeping on them, but the fact that game was as close as it was,
and they lose Jim.
Let's go, Healy.
All right, then they're at Western Kentucky. That's a tough game. That's a winnable game, but it's a tough game. I got a favorite Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky 5-7 last year. I mean, got a full season in. That's a good thing. But Look, Western Kentucky's wins by 3 points, 3 points. You know, this is a
50-50 game. This is one
whoop Charlotte's ass last year.
Yeah,
in
I'm
North
going
Carolina.
Western Kentucky,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Okay, so that puts them at what? 4-4, right? Then they're home to Rice. I'm kind of high on Rice. They got McCaffrey. I like the way that they were playing last year when they upset undefeated Marshall.
Yeah, I never thought I'd hear anyone say that.
Hey,
I'm high on Rice.
The days of Tommy Kramer and Bertie Manuel may be coming back. All right.
That's right. The fact that you just pulled two players that were, you mentioned an era of Rice football that was successful. Is impressive to me because I had no idea that even happened, but those are two good players.
Well, who are you going with in this game? I think Rice might beat him.
Rice had a good year last year. They were a cover machine, but
I'm going to go Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Charlotte.
It's in Charlotte. It's a long fucking trip.
5-4. That means we just hit the over. Now you travel to Ruston, Louisiana to take on Skip Holtz. It's a loss.
That is a loss.
5-5. They're home to Marshall. Marshall went out and fired Doc Holliday.
Fucking idiots.
And I expect them to upset Marshall here.
Again, what happened with Marshall last year?
I don't think they played, did they?
Oh, the game was canceled last year. Okay. So, I don't know what to expect in this game. I mean, Marshall had a really good season last year.
And they got rid of their coach.
They got rid of their coach, but I still think they're ahead of Charlotte. So I'm going to take Marshall here.
Okay, I'm on Charlotte, and then they're at Old Dominion. I got Charlotte again. 7-5. 7-5 season for me. 6-6 for you.
And with the over
bowl game
is 5.5 or 4.5. 4.5. I think you gotta
smash that over. And my boy, what did I say before? Dink, dink, dink. All right. look, the Charlotte 49ers, man. They're one of those teams you got to watch out for right now.
That's like, true.
That's a bowl. That's two bowls. If everything goes as planned.
Well, let's talk about Will Healy's recruiting real quick. You know, prior to his arrival, 2017, they were 114, then 111, then 132,
right?
Yeah. Right? In the year he arrived, which was the transition year. So you can't hold that accountable, but his first full recruiting cycle went from 132 all the way to 71. Incredible jump, dropped back to 108 last year. So, but either way, you expect some talent improvement. We don't think he'll stay long enough to make this a regular thing in Charlotte.
But
though,
check this out. This schedule, you can make the case if they jump out and beat Duke week one.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone that's a for sure loss. I don't expect them to be 12-0. I'm not saying that.
I think you're.
I'm just saying, like, okay, imagine if they start out, hear me out on this.
Yeah.
If they beat Duke on Friday, September 3rd, and then obviously to take care of Gardner-Webb, and then they pull off the upset in Atlanta on September 18th, where's the flat out loss after that?
Illinois.
I don't know what makes you think that that's 100%. This is a team that lost. Look back at 19.
They went 2-6 last year. They beat Rutgers in
Nebraska. Illinois, the last full season, lost to Eastern Michigan in Champaign, almost lost to UConn. Right?
That's fair. Illinois is not that good.
I mean, they beat Akron 42-3 though, but my point is that it's a schedule that breaks nice for look, you want to be a dreamer out there in Charlotte? I could see a season where, you know, it becomes a special season. You could go like you could really make the case. They could go 10-2. All they got to do is upset one of those power schools.
You are out of your mind. This program has never won more than 7 games in a season. You got them going to the Sugar Bowl.
No. I don't have them. I'm just saying, if you look at that schedule, tell me 100, like, what is the loss percentage on that Illinois game? What's the hardest game on the schedule? First off, what's the hardest game?
Probably at Georgia State. I don't know.
And what's the loss percentage, you think, if you had to calculate, it'd be
at
like
that?
70 to 30.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that's a pretty good to be your hardest
draw. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the schedule, you're right. There's no impossible games. Will Healy really is a great coach and this fifth year quarterback.
And you get a bye before Florida Atlantic, who's been the pride of the conference.
Hey, maybe there are bigger things in Charlotte coming their way than we expect. Than dink, I expect.
Dink, dink, dink.
I wouldn't be surprised if they fucking hit the under here. I mean, I'm not nearly as high on them as you are. Your flag is firmly planted on Will Healy and the Charlotte 49ers. I think they'll get hit the over, but not by much.
Hey, all they got to do is go 5-7.
They're not winning.
That's
10
why
games.
You should bet this one.
They're not going 10-2 and getting a spot in the fucking Sugar Bowl.
Watch out for the 49ers, buddy. They wouldn't get a spot in the Sugar Bowl because that lame ass Invitational.
Right. They get a spot in the Gasparilla Bowl.
Don't let them beat Duke on September 3rd. All right. Don't let them, because then you're going to hear me chirping. You're going to hear me chirping. Dink, dink, dink. All right, guys. If you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. We talk college football year round. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. So for college basketball, you got to subscribe to our separate feed, the College Basketball Experience, where we will have you covered with Charlotte 49er basketball. But for College Football Experience, which you are currently listening to, we talk college football year round. So subscribe, tell a friend. We're breaking down all 130 college football teams. So if you want that preview on Georgia State, you want that preview on Duke, we're going to have all those coming. Florida Atlantic, every single school. So stay tuned, tell a friend. And look, like I said, me, Patty C, NC Nick, been handicapping every single game for the past 4 years. Division I, we've had a winning record each and every season. Picking every game, that's saying something. All right. And as a collective, but also independently, we're over 500. And we're way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, or just download the SGPN app, because all the picks will be right there for you. Just the tap on your phone and you'll have winners coming to you. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. All of our picks are free. So look, the only thing we're trying to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us. We'd certainly appreciate it. And if you do, take a screenshot and find me on Twitter at TheColbyD, and I will send you a College Experience t-shirt, brand new t-shirt to go with the 49er football season. What's not to like? Give me a follow as well. Like I said, at TheColbyD, Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. And the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them a follow and check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. It's awesome. Talking Charlotte football up in that thing. You better believe it. So This is the College Football Experience, Charlotte 49er style. Dink, dink, dink. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.